Since this is probably the only recording of a touchtone step that's going to be narrated, let's find out some details about how the touchtone converters work. For example, what happens if you get a dial tone and just sit there? Well, selector noise, and we're on the first selector, which does not have a dial tone. Because at least in this group of lines, and possibly the entire office, the dial tone always comes from the touch tone converter. Now you can still dial numbers here as long as you do it with rotary dial. Here's a 3, that'll go into the ESS trunk, which'll make it real quiet, then I'll flash 1-1, and that'll go to the recording. Looks like the recording in the Smyrna ESS today isn't working and we're just getting an unanswered ring. That's not really a good thing. The reason is that, well, just for example, the code 911 in October 1977 is not a working code in Cobb County. But if someone were to call it, they would get an unanswered ring. Let's hope they fix that broken recording soon. Fortunately, at this time, October 1977, the normal pattern was to dial 0 for emergencies. So even if someone tried 911 and got no answer, they'd probably just hang up and dial 0. In fact, as late as 1984, the idea of dialing 0 for emergencies was still very much in the zeitgeist, as evidenced by this record which I was spinning in the discos. Of course, what they were really talking about there was a love emergency. But that's a classic idea for something that was post-divestiture. Now, let's get a dial tone from a Smyrna rotary dial phone. Now, as you will see, this dial tone is not going to time out, indicating that, at least in Smyrna, they don't waste touch tone converters on rotary dial lines. So this dial tone is coming from the first selector. Doing it this way does save equipment and forces customers to pay for touchtone if they want it to work. Now there is one step office in Atlanta, Cedar 3 and Cedar 7 in the Buckhead CO, where all lines do have touchtone converters. But that's the exception. The other touchtone steps all segregate rotary from touchtone. Now I'm going to call Woodstock 926, which goes via the Smyrna ESS over N2 or N3 carrier to Woodstock. Woodstock is a step CDO which does not have automatic number identification, so when you call a disconnected number, you get AIS in centralized intercept emulation mode.
You have reached is not in service.
In area code 404, please check the number and dial again.
The number you have reached is not in service.
In area code 404.
Oops, that click was the sound of a connector switch in Woodstock cutting us off the line. This timeout feature, which is not supposed to happen on an intercepted number, is used to protect customers from being held up by incoming calls that don't hang up. Normally, we'd be getting an intercept operator at this point, but that's not going to happen this time. Let's see what these touchtone converters do in the partial dial situation. I'm going to dial two digits and just wait. This is the touchtone converter putting on this reorder. It probably would have done something different, maybe just dropped out, had I dialed a complete office code. But as it is, it's just going to play this for 20 seconds and then dump us off. The touchtone converters go to an immediate reorder if you dial star or pound, and that's even true if you dial it at the end of a phone number before the rotary dialing is complete. Here's an example of a touchtone converter failing to drop out after dial pulsing. I tried dialing another digit just in case it hadn't heard one of my previous ones, but that didn't help. The touchtone converters in this kind of an installation didn't have a lot of smarts. One of the few things they did know was how many digits should be expected for a particular three-digit office code. So they knew the difference between an assigned office code like 435 and a vacant office code like 430. You'll see here when I dial 430 that's enough to get it to drop out after the third digit and let us hear the recording.
Operator for assistance. This is a recording. I'm sorry, your call did not go through as dialed. Please hang up and try again or ask the operator for assistance. This is a recording. I'm sorry, your call did not go through as dialed.
Of course, in that case, the only reason we got the recording from the Smyrna step is because the invalid office code we dialed just happens to go there if you dial it from a rotary dial phone. Again, these things don't have any translating ability. They have to dial whatever you dial. So if we dial 870, another invalid office code, we'll get the recording from the 87 step, which in this case happens to have a very uninformative recording ID, which I can assure you didn't last very long.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or call your operator to help you. This is a recording. 404. We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or call your operator to help you. This is a recording. 404. We're sorry.
She said it so slowly and deliberately, like it was important.
404.
Yeah, that's the area code. I don't know what they were thinking. But I think I recall some other local recording in Atlanta, in an ESS if I recall correctly, that did that too. But generally speaking, the local recordings in Atlanta, and pretty much anywhere else in the Bell system, didn't have recording IDs. The Gainesville, Georgia area had some weird ones, but that's another subject altogether. Now something funny happened here. The second time that recording played, it stopped short. And then there was a long, long pause before it started up again. And when it stopped, it didn't make the sound. Now, that type of an announcement machine never stops without making the sound. So I think what we may have witnessed there was actually a momentary power interruption to that frame. Here it is again.
This is a recording. 4-0. We're sorry.
The MF crosstalk is a coincidence, I'm sure. Speaking of crosstalk, here's one more call to the vacant code 421, which ends up on a reorder in the Marietta step. The other 42 vacant codes are going to the recording right now. You know, there might be a reason why 421 is being treated specially. The reason I say that is that around this time, I was also recording from the Marietta step, and at one point, very late at night, I heard crosstalk of one subscriber dialing 421. I'm going to dial a 2, and then you'll hear that other customer dialing 421. And of course, from the Marietta step, that did not get intercepted. It just went into the toll trunk. But it may be that 421 is actually a directory error. In other words, the number of some major business was misprinted in the white pages as 421-something. At times in Atlanta, you would actually see special handling for these directory errors. So what they may have been preparing to do was to handle 421 in a special way. And that might be why we're getting a reorder on 421 and a recording on 42 everything else that's vacant. Of course, it could be that the one level is being busied for no good reason, and the customer was trying to call a 427 number, which was written unclearly. We don't know. Alrighty, now let's make some calls to actual working exchanges that don't go through the ESS. For example, all of the 8s. Let me call home. That's in the 87 step. Unfortunately, my girlfriend has already gone to sleep, and so she's just going to pick up the phone and hang it up, and then I'm going to reset the trunk and call the weather. Of course, I can't do that with a touch tone dial, so I'll be flashing a bunch of ones.
Weather is brought to you by Southern Bell. Keeping in touch with friends and loved ones is important, and direct distance dialing is the fastest, most economical way to do it. Long distance brings you closer together. And now, the weather. Downtown temperature 61.
Forecast for Metro Atlanta, considerable cloudiness tonight, low near 50. Mostly cloudy Tuesday with a chance of rain, high in the upper 60s. Rain ending Tuesday night and turning cooler, low in the mid-40s. Partial clearing and cool Wednesday, high in the low 60s. Wind east to southeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain 50% Tuesday and Tuesday night. This forecast was prepared by the National Weather Service.
'877 was a telco-only exchange which is no longer in use. The code doesn't even work in Crossbar 5 and ESS offices here. But from the step environment, you can still call into the remnants of that exchange.
Special operator, what number are you calling? 877-3141.
I'm sorry, we don't have an 877 exchange in Atlanta.
Yeah, could I hear the recording on that anyway?
877 what?
3141.
The number you have reached, 877-3141, has been changed. The new number is 391-4660. Please make a note of it. 8.
Now let's make a few more touchtone calls to Marietta. We have those nice wire trunks over there, and we'll get to hear the touchtone converters dialing. First, here's a vacant code, 420. Now, I tried squeezing in four more digits after it, just to see if you could digit squeeze on these converters, but my last four digits were ignored.
We are sorry. You have reached a number no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again. We are sorry. You have reached a number no longer in service.
Here's a double ring in the Marietta step. Here's a call to the Crossbar 5 in Marietta. Here are some intra-office calls, two calls to the STEP and then one to the ESS. The last two calls both answer and I do lose my dime. And through all of this, you can hear some touchtone crosstalk on the neighborhood cable. From here on out, we'll be making calls that do use the ESS, which of course is most calls to the Atlanta area. Here are just a few more examples. First, some calls to Dallas, Georgia, 445, which is a small step that's pretty much in the neighborhood. Because it begins with 44, it has to go through the ESS, thanks to the way they set it up. But the trunks from the ESS are N2 or N3 carrier, an older system, suggesting that maybe before the ESS existed, these trunks came directly out of the old Smyrna step. I can't be sure, though, because I don't know whether 445 was one of the dialable codes without a 3 first back in the early 1970s.
number you have reached, 445-2783, is not in service. In area code 404, please check the number and dial again. 445-2783 is not in service. In area code 404.
Special operator, may I help you?
Yeah, what's the story on this number?
Not in service.
Oh, well, like no one has it?
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Well, we have a 2600 controlled trunk there to Dallas, but then also the trunk to AIS downtown is 2600 controlled, and that's why when it starts to talk,
number you have reached,
the first word, the, is gone, and that's because there's a momentary interruption in the talk path when one of that type of trunk goes off hook. Now this is a sound that the ANI-D system makes. It was developed in the mid-1970s for the really small steps that hadn't been economical to equip with automatic number identification until this system was developed. I don't know how it works. Here's another Dallas call. Here's a call to a PBX homing on the Forest Park Crossbar 5. Smyrna has lousy T-carrier trunks down to Forest Park. You'll hear the line link pulsing click just as we cut through, then there's a long pause while Forest Park dials into the PBX. When the station answers, I try to hang up, but what happens instead is that the trunk from the Smyrna step to the Smyrna ESS resets and thinks that I'm dialing before it's ready to take the digit. And so it dumps me to a reorder. This goes to the ESS in Tucker. This goes to the same ESS in Tucker, but this is in the group of numbers that's in a small crossbar PBX. So the Tucker ESS will be dialing four digits into the PBX. We'll hear that as a long pause before it rings. You know, number one steps don't have supervision grace for local coin calls. Any off-hook condition that reaches the step will cause the dime to be collected when I hang up. But on that last call, we went through two ESS tandems, or to be more precise, two ESS offices acting as tandems. Each one introduces a time delay in passing along the answer signal, and that gave me time to hang up the phone and get my dime back, so that supervision delay actually has a use. On that last call, we heard the ESS sound, which is the sound of a trunk being connected to a trunk, and we heard that twice. The first time was the Smyrna ESS connecting to the Tucker trunk. The second time was the Tucker ESS connecting to the PBX trunk. Here are some calls that have that same sound twice, except the second one is coming from one of the official tandems in the Atlanta area. Here's a call to Duluth, 476. That's a step on the north side of town, and so it goes through the Buckhead ESS tandem, which is the same switching entity as serves the office code 231 at this time. On the call that's coming up, we get a lousy T-carrier trunk to Buckhead, and then another lousy T-carrier trunk to Duluth, making a very fuzzy connection. The next group of calls are all to small offices on the south side of Atlanta, and all of these calls will probably go through the East Point ESS tandem, which is the entity that has the codes 763 and 768 in it. The trunks to East Point are very new, very clear T-carrier, and so it's hard to tell them apart from some wire trunks that sometimes we get to Buckhead. In any case, here's a call to Palmetto 463.
Sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again.
Now two more calls to Stockbridge 474, which was where we called at the beginning of this series. The trunks to Stockbridge are 2600 controlled N-carrier, N2 or N3. As you'll see on this first call, Stockbridge does not have automatic number identification, so AIS has to work on a semi-automatic basis. In this case, the number I give the operator is not the number I dialed.
What am I calling, please?
Just a moment.
What number?
I'm looking at it again. Just a second.
Okay,
how about 964-5353?
5353?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
964-5353 is a working number. Will you dial it again, please? 5353 is a working number. Will you dial it again, please? If you need assistance, you may stay on the line and an operator will answer.
Fresh and Alfredo, may I help you, please? This is Fresh and Alfredo, may I help you?
Thank you.
have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again. We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again. We're sorry. You have reached a number that...
Let's call Peachtree City again. This is a number 2 ESS. You can tell by the distinctive clicks you hear right after the bump of the East Point tandem cut through and before the ring. .489 is a 5A crossbar. That's a small modular version of crossbar 5 in South Douglasville. Here's a vacant 489 number which goes to a recording that unfortunately does a supervision flash at the beginning to trip the ring, and that will cost me another dime.
Or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again. This is a recording. We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again. This is a recording.
You know, for several years, I didn't know any working phone numbers in 489. It was a very small office. But then, a gentleman named Guy Sharp, who was a local TV personality, moved from Channel 5 to Channel 11, and at the same time switched from being a weather forecaster to a consumer watchdog. Well, they wanted a special phone number for Guy Sharp, so they ordered an FX line all the way from South Douglasville to Central Atlanta. Why? Well, 489 just happens to spell Guy. So, the first working 489 number I ever heard of was 489-2811, which, roughly speaking, spells Guy at 11. I don't recall whether that line had a funny-sounding ring when you called it, what with all the equipment on it to get it all the way up to Atlanta, but it certainly was an FX line, since 489 was crossbar. Had 489 been an ESS, they could have just used remote call forwarding. Now here's something I recorded which shows what can happen when you're trying to make historical phone recordings in an area where central office boundaries are being changed.
This is the continuation of the 435 rotary switching train demo and office study. Let me say, while I'm here, this is a different phone than the one I was using before, and I've got to mention how lucky I am that I even have a phone to use. Because both my rotary location and my touchtone location were converted to 955, which is an ESS office nearby. I don't know exactly how they're planning to work that out, but they were converted, and I had to go look for another one. And this is a very difficult area to find phones in because the majority of them are served out of the ESS 434 and 433. Well, 434, actually.
The last three calls I'm going to feature here were things I wanted to record from a Smyrna touchtone phone. Unfortunately, I never found another touchtone phone in the Smyrna step. So here, from a rotary phone, is a call to the Panola Road office. This goes to a very hummy line in a number 5 crossbar with a pseudo-modern ringtone. The office code is 981, to which the Smyrna ESS has direct T-carrier. During the whole time I was preserving Smyrna, I never heard the ESS using good old 4044, the Atlanta crossbar tandem. But when I called Buford 945, the Smyrna ESS did use the other crossbar tandem, Decatur. And by the way, the Decatur crossbar tandem was the only XBT in the world which did not have a recording ID. On this next call, to the vacant level recording in Buford, you can hear the recording leaking through the Decatur tandem's register sender, even while the dial pulses are still being sent out. Unfortunately, the trunks, both to and from the Decatur XBT here, are fuzzy T-carrier.
We are sorry you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again. We are sorry you have reached a number.
On this next call, some relay gonginess is audible during the dial pulsing, and the busy signal, unlike so many in these small bell step CDOs, has no pitch variation. Well, that's about it for Smyrna, the step that I never really wanted to record, but actually this series is nowhere near as boring as I would have imagined that it was going to be, so not bad. I think I got this pig to fly, after all. If you found this one to be especially interesting or especially boring, do let us know. Just a humorous note, when I was looking for a recording of Operator by Midnight Star to show you that telephone song, I was going through my old disco tapes, and the first place I found that record played just happened to be, well, it's a telephone coincidence, actually. Now, you're not going to believe this, but at the time I put these two records together, I wasn't thinking about phones at all. I was thinking in terms of beats per minute and musical key. Well, the first record is 120 beats per minute. It's in D major, switches to E minor for a drum break, which makes it perfectly compatible for the second record, which is also 120 beats per minute, E minor. And that's what I was thinking. But in retrospect, it's kind of funny that when I was looking for one telephone song to put in this program, I just happened to run into two, because the name of the first record is Don't Hang Up. I swear, 24 years ago, I had not even thought of the pun. I was just too busy putting records that made sense musically together, and I didn't pay much attention to the words anyway, but now it's kind of obvious. Operate,